we have that bhav, root bhav, and if padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, saptam is not, we are not doing, or any of that we are not doing, it will be noted on the part of Radhanta. That ansi bhav will fill up all these things which we are getting. By Shruti, Smriti, Purana adi Pancharatra vidhin dina Aikantiki harer bhakti utpata ireva kevala. You know this is love? You know this, that is love. Very important. Meaning is that Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatra vidhin dina. If he is doing ekantaki hari bhakti, but not following these things, then utpat will come. Utpat means? Disturbance means here narak pat, all these things. So here, pancharatra and suti, smriti, pancharatra ityadi vidhi of greedy person, having the greed to serve Radha and Krishna. This root bhakti should be here. This. So, if any offense, by not following any another, it is not anukul ignorance. So there is no chance of doing any of it. Here one thing is, in this connection he is telling, that if a man has the ambition to serve Radha and Krishna by Raj, he has greed, and he is doing Vaidhi Bhakti, only Vaidhi Bhakti. Someone tell that they will have Dwarka Dham. And they will be a servant of, made servant of Rukmini Saptabhama.
If a person has...
It is question, if anyone can. And also he has the idea that if a man, if a sadhak, has greed and doing Vaidhi Bhakti plus Raganuga Bhakti both, following both, then he will have the maid servant of Mathura Mahishi. And those who have actual greed and following Raganuga, they will have the service of Radha and Krishna as a Gopika. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that it is not correct. Why not correct? Who is the queen or Mahishi of Mathura? Who is the queen or Mahishi of Mathura? Kubja. And Mahishi of Dwarka is Rukmini, Saptabhama and so on. If a man does Vaidhi Bhakti and he receives the service of Mahishis of Dwarka, and if a man does having greed, Vaidhi plus Ragatmika both, he will have the maid servant of Kubja. But Kubja prem is not justified. So it is less than Dwarka Mahishi. Dwarka Mahishi is superior than so much Kubja. But Vaidhi plus Raganuga is superior than Vaidhi Bhakti. Understand? So, it is against the principles of bhakti that having a man doing Vaidhi Bhakti receives better thing, that is the service of Mahesi. Whereas, Vaidhi Bhakti plus Raganuga, in this thing, he receives less than Dwarka Mahishi service.
Maybe Chandravali service.
No. If they say that in Gopal Tapani Sruti, it has written that Rukmini's marriage has been done from Mathura. So Rukmini should be there. Yet it is against our principle. By doing the service by Vaidhi Bhakti, receives same, he does Vaidhi Bhakti plus Raganuga. He again receives the same thing, so it is against the principle.
So what is
his idea, or our Gaudiya Vaishnava idea, is he stating. He is telling that Rukmini marriage from Mathura, it is not Shastra Sammata. Shastra Sammata means it is against Shastra. It has been never, only Gopal Sruti said, but here Mathura means Dwarka.
Because they are more or less the same.
Same. So, from Bhagavat and all other authentic bhakti granth, it is not what authentic. He is telling that he will tell henceforth this fact. In the midst, he is telling something so that this thing will be correct. For having a greedy person have to do five things. Once abhisht bhavmay seva. Abhisht bhavmay seva. What is abhisht bhavmay seva? That always thinking his siddha bhav. To have the bhav of Manjari. This is bhav. it will never be changed. He will describe abhisht bhav sambandhi.
Abhisht means
object of desire.
What we want, abhisht. Abhi ist, ist mane what we want. Abhi mane surely what we want. Bhav sambandhi, bhav mane bhav sambandhi. Abhisht bhavanukul, bhavanukul, you know. Achcha. And what is abiruddha bhav? We should adopt abiruddha bhav, which is not unfavorable. This should be adopted. And abhisht bhav viruddha, we should not take. Bhav viruddha, which is unfavorable, you should not do. And which are favorable, we should take. And some are so that not favorable, nor unfavorable. We should reject or unreject according to
practical
atmosphere.
Yeah.
Now he is telling about these things more.
What?
That abhisht bhav mai is called bad. What is sadhya that we, what is sadhan we doing in siddhi, that will be the same. Remembering of Govinda now, and in siddha sarir remembering of Krishna, both are same, but unripe and ripe. Understand? This will not be changed. Kirtan will never be changed, whether in this period or that period. Sadhan or siddha. These are abhisht bhav. Now you are thinking that we are Kishori Gopi. Sir, to have service of Radha. And in remembrance, we are seeing that I am a gopi lady and making garland so beautiful and giving it to Rupmanjari. Rupmanjari is giving to Lalita Bhishakha and they are giving it in the neck of Radha and Krishna. By remembrance we are doing, that is called Ashtakalik Seva, Ashtayam Seva. Are having this in remembrance, we are praying like we Bilap Pushmanjari. In Siddha Seva we will have this. So no change. Only ripe, unripe and ripe avastha. Understand? These are called bhavmai, abhisht bhavmai. Now bhava sambandhi, second. There are two reasons of everything. No? Upadan karan and nimitta karan. You know?
Material cause and the efficient cause.
Eh?
Material and efficient causes.
Efficient?
Efficient causes.
What is the meaning of efficient?
The doer.
Like a pot of earthen pot.
One is the...
Upadan is earth.
Earth.
Eh? Ripe and unripe, upadan, and nimitta himself, man,
the potter,
or the thread, and other things, upadan karan,
the immediate cause.
Karna Desai is upadan karan, nimitta karan, and Advaita Charya is upadan karan. Understanding?
We were just teaching this in Brahma Samhita.
Achcha. So the prakriti of two kind, nimitta and upadana. Nimitta is more important.
né? Upadan. Here upadan. Everything upadan karan is himself Krishna. Or man God. And nimitta karan prakriti. And all these things. He are telling that what are the upadan karan of bhakti? Greed, sravanam. What sravanam? What we have listened from our Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru about Krishna. He is so kishore, so sweet, having float on his lips and favorable for Gopi Prem. And Ashray, who is Ashray? Rup Manjari and all. The activities of Rup Manjari. So we should remember, we should talk about all these things. These are upadan karan. To go to the places of that Lila Sthan. That is going to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Vrindavan, Bansi Bhat and all these things. These are upadan karan. They will make hasty to have our goal.
And nimitya?
I am telling you. And some are nimittakar. Nimittakar means to do tilak. To have kanthimala. Have sannyas. Red cloths. And all these things. He will clear it. Some parts are upakarak. Upakaras means favorable.
Primary. Is primary proper? Means necessary, completely necessary.
Upakarak. If you do, you will have some gain by doing that bhakti. Reading of Bhagavat and all other books. If you will not do, we will be in loss. So they are. But one thing we should always remember that bhav is root for which we have greed. So having this in the center, all things are describing here. Here, if he had that greed, now he is describing again to clear it. Darsya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhur. To have these things is abhishta bhav. Abhishta bhav means what we want, that bhav. In sadhana, it is unripe and siddhi it is ripe. Guru Padashraya, mantra jap, dhyan, listening and remembering that classes of these are bhav-sambandhi upadan karan.
Still the idea of upadana and namitya is not clear here.
Now, one by one is bhav-sambandhi, then he will come to bhav-sambandhi. This is bhav-may first, actually greed. And that, after that, upadan, that is bhav-sambandhi, next, second. First is bhav-may, that is Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav. Second is bhava sambandhi, that is upadan karma. Without having guru padrashraya, a man cannot have his greed. Guru padrashraya should be done. And to follow him, it is essential. To listen him is essential. To serve him is essential. So these are called upadan karma. That is bhava sambandhi. To remember Gopal mantra, Kama Gayatri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mantra, these are all bhava sambandhi. When remembering Kling Gauraya Swaha, only by word we will do it. Something come in my heart, our heart. But that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna.
Nama Rupa Guna Lila.
All of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is so kind that Ahetuki he is always in a mood to give Krishna praying. With that mantra, Kling Gauraya Swaha. So that Gaurang we are offering ourselves, Swaha, to have the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same, so it is told that every day, at every three times, we should jap all the mantra that Guru has given. These are upadan karma, we should do. Nijabhisht sansargi Krishna Mahamantra should always be chanted. This is upadana. Here, not only chanting, but remembering their qualities, Krishna's qualities. But Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram. कि हरे कृष्ण हरे श्रीमती राधे कृष्ण हरति कुंजे इति हरे कृष्णम हरति हरत मने आकर्षति कृष्ण आकर्षक फॉर ऑल बट हियर श्रीमती राधिका डज आकर्षण फॉर कृष्ण एंड हरति इन कुंज
Akarshan means
attract. Krishna attracts all, but here Srimati Radhika attracts Krishna. Madan Mohan Mohini. Madan Mohan Mohini. So, thinking all these things, we should chant Harina. These mantras are Siddha mantra. So, no anusthan of Purascharan and all should be done in this mantra. So these are bhava sambandhi, that is upadan karan. Nimitta karan is not bhava sambandhi. We are telling that Astar Dakshas, Dasakshar, and Dasakshar, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received from his Gurudev. One mantra with Krishna Govind becomes Astar Dasakshar. And only Gopijan Vallabh is Dasakshar.
This last point, you made, the last thing you just said, could you clear that more, please? The last thing which you just said.
So, he is telling that the Sakshar or
means, what does that mean? Dasakshak.
Gopijan Vallabhaya Swaha. This is Dasakshak.
Ten syllable mantra.
Without clue.
What is the mantra?
Your Guru has done, I have also given. Gopijan Vallabhaya
Swaha. But no clue.
This is not be counted in ten. This is a separate, is himself a mantra also, Bij. That Bij has been transferred into that ten letters. Atharo hoi gale kono khoti nai.
Satra to hoche, chashma kotha
ki kore? Satra kotha hobe.
Poyar thala jog korle satra kotha jog hoche, ota
hobe. What happened to Krishna and Govinda?
If they come, then it is becomes, it becomes
18.
Krishna Govinda satra khara chhe.
Sab bole dile thale ami guru ki thakbo. Sab bole dibo ami tumake. Kuchu thakbe to.
Very eager.
Abhi 25 barsh aur brahmacharya rah karke guru seva karo tab tab hoga. He should come to me after 25 years having brahmacharya and serving Gurudev, then I will tell you. Dosi to achhe. Egara kotha tika achhe gadhan.
Biji badan thara dos achhe.
Ha, tawa.
Pore je dure jog kochhe, satra akkha jog achhe te na.
Kotha jaha sat.
Krishna hai Govinda hai, Krishna hai Sri hai Govinda hai, chan saat achhe na.
ওর মধ্যে আটটি আছে, আট আর দশ, আঠারো,
আটটা কোথায়?
তোমাকে বুঝিয়ে দেবে, তুমি ব্যাকরণ আর শব্দকোষ দেখো, তারপরে বিশ্বরূপ, বিশ্বকোষ, তারপরে ওই রকম হয়ে যাবে, যেরকম হয় 24.5 অক্ষর ইন কাম গায়ত্রী, ইট ইজ নট সিন আইদার 24 আর 26, বাট হেন রাধিকা গি ইন স্বপ্ন then he knew that
24 and a half. He knew what that half is.
So these are also bhav sambandhi. Having hearing and telling of Krishna and his Priyajan, Priyajan,
dear ones,
are also bhava sambandhi. Here he is telling that in Raganuga there are two things. Smaran and Kirtan. These are Mukhya. But here, Kirtan is superior or Smaran is superior?
Smaran.
Smaran is superior.
In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it clearly says that Kirtan is superior.
Here he is telling, for ordinary person, Smaran seems to be superior. But in this Kali Yuga, it is told that Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only has come for Kirtan. And those who do Kirtan, Yajna, they are called Sumedha. In that slope, Sumedha word. Sumedha means very
intelligent.
So, here he is telling that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has decided, it is decided fact. So here, Smaran will not superior. It is in the Anugatya of
following of
Kirtan. And also, Sanatana Goswami has told in Brihat Bhagavatam, why He has given reasons. Sahaja Babaji don't follow Sanatan Goswami idea or this idea. He has told especially that here Smaran should be done under supervision of Sankirtan. Because when a man is doing remembering the past times of Krishna, but if any noise comes, if we loudly do Sankirtan, he is disturbed. But when we do Kirtan, if a man remembers being silent morning, no disturbance. If a man's mind is so chanchal,
flickering,
if he does Kirtan loudly and loudly, all becomes silent. They are bound to be silent, all indriyas, senses. So, these are all bhava-sambandhi. Again, he tells that. What?
I want to make sure.
Again, he tells that in Ujjwal Nirmani, it has been told that the rishis have done tapasya. Tapasya means
austerities.
Here we should not think that here austerities means to have agni, fire, are going to in
water, cold water.
Cold water are on these things. Not eating, be silent, having this like this, and all this. Here, aradhana is told. Mercy, aradhana by mind. That mercies, 60,000 mercies had done. By the grace of Ramchandra, they have come to Gopis.
The kirtan before, when you mentioned kirtan is superior to smarana, this kirtan may be japa, or does it mean congregational, many people together doing kirtan?
It is not, these tools are not important. Important is that having that greed and in anugatya of Rasika Vaishnava, remembering the pastimes of Krishna and chanting by mouth, by jiva, being in Vrindavan, by bodily or by mind, this kirtan is Shrestha. And it is not samajanishtha. It is vyaktigat. Understand?
Vyaktigat.
For every person, vyaktigat.
For one man?
Oneself.
Yes.
Oneself. And for?
Many.
It is not. If our Guruji is doing kirtan, and we have participated in that, but we are not equal to our Gurudev, because he is remembering past times of Krishna and weeping, but we are not weeping, we are only participating when we are chanting. So both are not the same. So one is vyaktigat, means you know,
for everyone, you said
everyone, and for single man,
for oneself.
There are some words.
Personal means vyaktigat.
There is a special word for the
solitary
and first. If a thing is done by so many persons,
common,
general, and any special word I have, I know, but I am forgetting. in Hindi, samaj nishta and vyaktigat. Only for me and for several persons.
Individual and congregational.
These two. This is actual word. What?
Individual.
Yeah. It is individual thing, not congregation. Raghunath Das Goswami is doing kirtan individually, by his own heart. And when he is doing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kirtan, it is not individual. To Rai Ramanand, what he tells and hears, it is individual. Brat means ekadasi bratmalli, and having that greed. Here, ekadasi brata, janmashtami brata, doing tapasya, anything for Krishna. These are nimitta karan. So,
but why the comparison with upadana namitya? Why is he choosing the words upadana namitya to explain the difference between these two groups? Why upadana namitya?
Because this would have certainly do.
Upadana.
And if any time we do not do, so it is harmful, but not harmful as then.
But you gave the example, upadana is the clay, and naimitya may be the father.
But yet, without father, or without matter, anything will not be. But without earth, it will not be. And without nimitta, but upadana is more superior. So, hearing the pastimes of Krishna and serving Gurudev are upadana karan, and these are secondary.
Yes,
primary and secondary is the proper translation. One is supportive. Secondary means, or the nimitta means, it is supports.
Nimitta.
And the upadana means the base. The basis. Primary.
That's what it means here. But when describing creation, those two words.
It's the same, though.
These are same. Not same, but
one is the ingredient.
Right.
So without the ingredient, you cannot cause any. So it's more important.
But we should not do ekadasi if anyone's telling, like Hitharigans, it is not right.
Means?
That we should do ekadasi Janmashtami also, whether it is nimitta karma. But not important as
the other things.
Other things. So, Ekadasi, Janmashtami, and these things,
Tila,
they are upakari for smaranaanga, mulanga, bhava-sambandhi, or bhav. Understanding?
Repeat one more time,
please. One is bhav mai, abhishta bhav mai, and one is bhava-sambandhi. Bhav sambandhi are superior than this nimitta karan. They are mool karan.
Main cause.
And they are secondary.
If the secondary cause isn't present, still the primary cause is sufficient.
Someone gave trace on Ekadasi Janmashtami Ram Navami, but not listening here Hari Katha and all these things. For them, it has been told. If one, anyone does not do Ekadasi, what will be the harm? One, he has greed and he is engaged in doing bhavmay or bhav sambandhi, and it is left to do Ekadasi. Like one person, Bansidas Babaji Maharaj, on Ashtami Navami he was doing 3 or 4 days Ekadasi, and when Ekadasi, no remember. So for them, they are Raganuga, so here is not hard.
What is the difference between Bhav Mai and Bhav Sabandhi? What is
the difference? I have told all these things.
I know, but I got confused on the point of when you went into the difference between Upadan and Naimitya, how they refer to each one.
First I have told Bhav Sambandhi, Bhav Mai. Bhav means one thing that is unripe and ripe. That is, we are gopi. This is sadhana. And when we will be gopi, then it will be siddha. So like this, it is called bhav mai. Bhav samandhi, upadan karan.
Those things that nourish.
What we'll have to do to hear. And remembering all this. Nimitta karan, bhav sambandhi, we cannot leave them in any case. But nimitta, in a certain reason, we cannot follow, then it is not harmful. For Bansidas Babaji Maharaj or Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, when they are remembering so many days and Ekadasi went away in this time, then it is not. But when they are incense, if they does not do, then it is hard. So it is called secondary.
Gracias.